Time for the Observation Deck with Gordo, brought to us by Tylock George Eye Care.
Thank you, Craig. Well, did you realize, did you follow the story, or did you actually look up in the sky to see the northern lights that were visible from here in North Texas?
Wow.
The northern lights.
Did we see them from here, or did you have to be a little out east?
Well, they saw it as far south as Azle.
Okay.
So that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Usually, don't you have to travel to
Minnesota?
Yeah.
Canada.
So they were also thinking it was going to cause a geomagnetic storm that would knock out every electrical device on Earth. You know, preppers are worried about that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Hmm. Sounds like you're in touch with them.
I may be somewhat interested in the topic of prepping.
Well, he's a prepper in the making, isn't he? He's got his beard going over there.
I'm like the worst prepper ever. I believe that it's important to prep all that stuff, but I never get around to doing it.
You would be a bad prepper.
Yes. A large coronal mass ejection, CME, which is a massive eruption of plasma from the sun's corona, was expected to arrive here to Earth by midday today and last into the evening. But so it started for, I think it was 21 states. They were projecting that this aurora was going to be visible. So it's definitely the northern half of the U.S. on the evenings of the 11th, which was what, last night?
Mm-hmm.
And then today. Tonight. It's going to reach down to 21 states. Now, as I look at this list, though Texas was not on that list of 21 states that they announced ahead of time.
I'm going to guess that in Dallas-Fort Worth proper, with all of our light pollution, there's no way we could see this.
No way.
Yeah, it does seem like you have to go out a little ways. What's that one? Isn't there one little square of dark sky in Texas? It seems like it's out maybe Panhandle way or something.
Well, there's in the Davis Mountains area, Fort Davis, there's the McDonald Observatory.
Yeah.
So it's pretty dark out there.
But I'm not sure if that's considered that full-blown dark sky. It's crazy when you look. There's not that many places in the U.S. that are certified dark sky.
Yeah. But I tell you, it's amazing. If you just go 2 hours west,
I know it.
How much brighter the sky is at night.
Oh, I know. You know, in a podcast of our choosing, the Musers, the podcast, I think I talked about, you know, the trip of a lifetime when I went to Africa.
You can hear that if you download it today.
Oh, yeah, that's on today's episode. Yeah. That's right. But yes, when I went to Africa and looked up, I was in Namibia, to be more specific, and looked up, I can't believe. So wait, that's up there all the time? And I just never see it because I'm always in a city?
Like you can just reach out and touch it almost.
Oh my gosh, it was like this whole soup of stars that just hang up above us.
Wow.
It was the most CGI looking thing I've ever seen in my life.
I had a moment like that in Sedona, Arizona. Told to go out to this park, you know. Sedona's small, but go outside of the town 20 minutes to this park. Couldn't believe it. First time I'd seen the Milky Way, you know.
Yes.
Those pictures that you see of the Milky Way. It's the first time I had actually seen that. Hey, I'm looking at the list. There are about 25 dark sky, certified dark sky places in Texas.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, only one of them is my best friend, so. 21 certified dark sky places. All right, so when you look at the map, are they all over Texas, or are they kind of concentrated in one area?
You know, this is kind of weird because, for example, Big Bend is on here, the national park. The city of Dripping Springs.
Oh.
Horseshoe Bay, George.
Heck yeah.
The city of Fredericksburg. I will say, I've been to Fredericksburg a lot, and at night, you see a hell of a lot of stars.
Yeah. But see, that area, though,
it's getting built
yeah,
up.
Yeah, it's so bright. It's just as bright as the Metroplex now.
Hmm.
Yeah, I don't know about this list.
Yeah, you're on fakedarksky.net.
Let me look. Yeah, it says fakedarksky.net.
Okay. But yeah, it's just the And you can see why when before we had technology and stuff, how magical and how you would be creating myths about all this stuff that you're seeing in the sky that just looks so crazy and otherworldly.
Yeah.
And it's insane to me that for the entirety of human history, they saw it all the time.
That was their Netflix.
Yes. Yes. They always were out there and they could see the sky. And I'm sure you could see lots of shooting stars and all that kind of stuff falling through the Earth's atmosphere. And that had to look pretty religious and magical.
Absolutely.
And now I look up and my whole life, I've just looked up at the sky and seen, okay, there's, three glowing objects up there and everything else is just kind of soupy gray.
Yeah.
So, you know, I was reading some flat Earth websites, and they made some pretty good points.
Did they?
That's next for you.
You think I'll become a flat earther?
Dude, it's great.
No, I don't.
Any of you guys shocked at how prevalent that's gotten?
It doesn't make any sense to me.
I mean, that's part of the head-scratcher of missing a few memos. I feel like I missed a few memos in life when things lurched when someone told me, flat Earth is a big deal. What? Wait, there's people now that you're saying at one time there were people that believed there was a flat Earth. No, it's now. It's now. It's a big community online. When I first got up to speed on that story, I thought, man, I don't understand this. That and boy bands. I remember feeling like I missed a memo on boy bands, why they were so great.
Yeah. It's some good tunes.
Yeah, I know. You're always about boy bands.
Your dream is that the
entire flat Earth is populated by boy bands. That's your dream. But people really, really believe that, and they get really invested in it. That's the crazy thing to me. It's like, even if you kind of believe that it was a flat Earth, it'd be like, but it so much doesn't affect me because I kind of live the same way no matter what the real nature of the Earth is that, I'm not going to be that passionate about it. But no, if you become a flat earther,
you're out to prove the world.
It's really, really important to talk about it the most of your day.
Yeah.
The best counter to the flat earthers, it was one of the guys who walked on the moon. It was Neil Armstrong or Buzz Aldrin or somebody. And they said, they said, all these flat earthers and people who think that we faked all of these moon landings, why would we fake it 6 times?
I know.
Why wouldn't we just fake it once or twice?
Yeah, why do you keep exposing yourself to someone figuring out the magic trick?
Right. Why would we decide 6 was the magic number? That's the perfect amount to fake it.
Because no one would suspect us to fake it that many times.
Ah, right.
There you go.
But how offensive to those guys who put their lives on the line, did the riskiest thing in the history of Earth.
Did
Space
they?
Force.
Pretty much, yes.
I don't know.
With 1960s technology to be blasted off to the moon?
Well, they weren't. That's the thing. That's the reason they were involved in it.
Because
they knew it would be safe.
It's so offensive to them to claim that that was fake.
And I guess the flat earther explains it that the reason that the government did it is to test if they could fool everyone.
They could fool us with that. They could fool us with just about anything.
Yeah, I guess they did it on a dare. One of them dared, do you think we can convince everyone? But then why would the government be so involved in trying to disprove, like, who came up with the globe thing? That came up with that hundreds and hundreds of years ago.
Right.
So they're trying to get back at that guy?
Right.
I don't know. Didn't we have one of them up in studio, or who was that guy?
Yeah, he was from Denton. I saw him in the wild and got a hold of him and brought him in. I don't think he's with us anymore.
Oh, really? Yeah.
He wasn't that old.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Wow.
That's sad.
Yeah.
I wanted to live him to live a long, happy life, even if it was on a flat Earth.
I want to say it was COVID.
Really?
Yeah. Wow.
I thought that one wasn't real.
Well, he didn't think it was.
Oh, he didn't? Oh, no. Oh, that's sad.
Yeah, very sad.
But the flat Earth phenomenon certainly shows you the fact that if you just want to believe something, which is almost the fundamental building block of our modern life now, is that now that we've moved kind of post-facts, it's if you want to believe something, you just can. You just double down on every one of your...
There's plenty. You can find plenty online to support
exactly.
whatever you want to believe.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah. And it's almost like they took the most comical thing. They did the PSYOP. That's the one where it's like, oh, everyone believes that there's around it. Let's see if we can get people to start believing there's a flat Earth.
Yeah.
That to me sounds like exactly what they say the round Earth thing is. But yeah, and now it's a big community. I do like the people who did the troll of birds aren't real. Have you followed that whole saga?
No.
There's a dude who started the birds aren't real, and he has just as many frustrating arguments as flat earthers have.
What are they?
I can't even remember. I'll do some research and do a birds aren't real segment for you.
Okay.
Because he also will go on TV programs and everything you say about birds, he's got a counterpoint. And but yeah, birds aren't real.
Okay.
Wow.
Don't tell Gunner that.
Aurora Borealis, people saw it actually in Azle, Texas.
Pretty cool.
Okay.
That's a pretty cool little deal.
Home of the Hornets.
Yeah.
Home of the sexually advanced kids I went to summer camp
with. Yeah, them too.
Yeah. Didn't they give you a horse named Dan and dare you to do stuff with it or something?
The camp did, but I was also in a position to observe how advanced they were compared to me and my cousin.
Like, did they do advanced stuff in front of you?
They were... No, but it was implied, and they were...
They were advanced in talk?
They were advanced, and they were... They were having a relationship with one of the adult counselors.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Yeah.
You need to turn them in.
Lucky.
Well, I'm in wrong now. You need to ruin someone's life now. You need to do that.
I was like 10 years old. I didn't really know what I was seeing.
You didn't need that conversation.
But I knew it was wrong.
No, you didn't need that.